Questions from Israel, questions closer to home. Why intervene in Syria at all?
Hi, this is EJ calling. I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. And my take is that America should butt out for other people's business. Usually are the people that cause these different actions to go on in different countries, and then they go in and cause even more problems. They should take care of home first.
Thanks to our listener, VJ, there in St. Paul, Minnesota. In the 8th Congressional District of Minnesota, up in Duluth, Rick Nolan, the Democratic congressman, joins us. Congressman Nolan, welcome.
Hi, John.
It's great to talk to you. What question do you have of the administration, of the Secretary of State, of anyone who's putting forth this policy and contemplating an intervention in Syria?
Well, my questions are about both the unknown and the known, and the fact that the administration is not talking about a lot of things. They're talking about the fact that there's been a horrific gas attack and something needs to be done, and nothing could be further from the truth. But, you know, in the areas of unknown, we don't know what this strike is going to look like, how intensive or lack of intensity is going to be there. As the ambassador Rabinovich just said, you know, for the U.S. to just strike and walk away would be a mistake. We know there will be some kind of a response, but we don't know exactly what it'll be. We've looked at all the evidence that would strongly suggest that Assad was responsible for the gas attacks, but we've ignored the possibilities here of an accidental attack or a clever, conniving arrangement of the attack by al-Qaeda, who would stand to benefit the most from this. And there's no talk about the known facts. This is going to cost us hundreds of millions of dollars in the attack. You know, hundreds and perhaps more people will be killed in our attack. Clearly, it risks a wider war. And I hear, you know, all this business about no boots on the ground, as though and nobody learned anything from the lessons of Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan. I remember the president of the United States in Vietnam saying we ought not to send American boys to fight an Asian boys' war. But the fact is, once you launch a military attack against another country, and I know the administration doesn't like to call it that, but anybody who knows anything about an act of war know that if you launch a massive military strike against another country, that's an act of war. And inevitably, you know, that elicits some kind of a response, which results in changing circumstances. And then, you know, guess who it is that wants to send boots in the ground? You know, the very same people who said there would be no boots on the ground. The fact is, you know, these wars of choice and this nation building abroad is bankrupting this country. It's creating ill will all over the world. I've lived and worked in the Middle East, and I've studied the language and the culture, and I've done business there. I know the people. And these wars of choice and this so-called nation building is causing more harm and more damage than it is good. And there is an international crimp. One last thing.
Go ahead.
We do need to respond to this whole matter. And there's a thing called the International Criminal Courts, where leaders are brought to task for crimes against humanity. And that's exactly what this is. And we need to know who did it, and we need to prosecute them. We do not need to start another war in the Middle East.
All right. Well, then my question to you is, based on that last comment, I'm wondering if you would agree or disagree with this listener who's in Minnesota, but a little farther south of your district. Listen.
This is Kelly Jones calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota, calling to say that I believe the president should wait until the UN weighs in, but I also believe that intervention is necessary, not because of the kinds of weapons that people are being killed with, but because it's the right thing to do. Do we really care whether you get killed by traditional weapon or by a chemical weapon? As long as there's a need for intervention, then we should go in on that basis.
Congressman Nolan, Kelly says there's a moral issue here. What do you think?
Well, I agree of much of what Kelly Jones has said, except for her conclusion that we have to get involved in that war. You know, in Syria in particular, you know, they won their independence from the French back in the late 1940s. Since that time, they've literally had dozens of governments. They have had instances where they killed massive numbers of their people. What we're witnessing here is a century-old conflict between Sunnis and Shiites and thugs struggling for control and for power. And to involve ourselves in those conflicts where we have no friends, make no mistake about it, the rebels in Syria are dominated by al-Nusra. They are al-Qaeda. They're leading because they had 10 years of live combat training and experience fighting us. And Assad and Hezbollah are no friends of ours.
So in this vote, you would vote against a resolution at this point? There is a resolution already working its way through Congress.
Yeah, I can't talk about all the classified information I've seen, but I've sat through about 4 hours of briefings. I went into the intelligence room and I read through all the classified documents, and I have seen nothing in there that persuades me that anything good could be accomplished with a military strike. On the contrary, it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars we can ill afford. It's going to kill a lot of people. There is a way to deal with this. It's called the International Criminal Courts.
All right. Congressman Rick Nolan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Congressman Rick Nolan is a Democratic congressman representing Minnesota's 8th District in the Duluth area in the north. As Congress debates intervention in Syria, we want to hear from you.
Andrew from Portland. I think we should be involved in Syria if we have to be in a limited way, because I'm tired of seeing my friends going overseas to try to solve other people's problems.
What are the limits? What are your questions about a possible intervention by the U.S. in Syria? This is The Takeaway. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.